That's why last night when Jalea came up on stage, excellent word, Miss Jones. Everybody say excellent word, Pastor Core. I say Miss Jones sometimes because she taught me 2 years. I didn't fail. She taught me 7th grade and 9th grade. But excellent word. But Jalea came up last night. And remember, we're talking about generations and changing a generation. It blessed me, Jalea. How many heard it last night? Amen. It blessed me. There was a post that I shared, I saw on Facebook, and I reposted it about fading of a generation. And it was talking about how your parents, I'll say, your parents came up and you didn't have an option. You went to church. It wasn't, you're going to stay at home and I'm going to be at church. It wasn't any of that. You went to church because that's what their parents did for them. I can't hear somebody tonight. So that person came along and had children, and all of a sudden, I'm going to go to church, but I'm not going to be wrestling with you. Get up out that bed. If you don't get up, I'm just going to leave you. It's not a priority as to whether your child come. They come sometime. They come. They don't come sometime. They stay at home sometime. They come sometime. And then when they have children, their children don't even know have the concept of who God is. And you see how quickly that generation faded. All of a sudden, we came from the grandparents in this case. They served God with their whole hearts. They knew God. They loved God. They walked in His way. They made sure that their children came. But here's the deception. Now you got people that said, "I'm not going to do to my children like my parents did to me. If you want to go to church, you can go to church. If you don't, you don't have to. I'm not going to make sure you don't have to do that. It's your choice." Look what mess that has become. I can't hear somebody in the house tonight. Look what mess that has become. There was a young man in a 9th grader. Bishop talked about working in the school system, but there was a young man, a 9th grader, that I witnessed to. His parents went to church, and now he's at a place where he doesn't even believe. I started talking about Jesus and who God is, and I started talking about Jesus to him, and guess what he said? No, I really don't believe that. But his parents went to church. It's quiet in the house tonight. And now he's at a place that he doesn't even, I'm sure that was that same situation where the grandparents served God and took their parents to church. And then the parents said, "I don't even care if you make it. I'm not going to be sitting up here late because of you." Nah, 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 nah. Come on. Y'all know how we is. Well, not me. I don't have anybody at my house. Chase, amen. But anyway, but I'm sure it was that same situation where they started out and somebody knew Jesus, and then the next person said, "I'm not going to do what my parents did to me." And then the next person didn't even know Jesus and didn't even believe he existed. So I want y'all to agree with me, because that's how it ended. Because he just plainly said, "I don't believe that." So I want you to agree with me that right now his eyes gonna be flooded with light, and he's gonna know without a doubt that Jesus is. Amen. And so when she talked about last night, she talked about how her pawpaw, she said, pawpaw and what she called, grandmere. I've been around enough to know that's what they call her. But anyway, she talked about how they gave the word to her dad, Jeffrey over there. Jeffrey wants to be like me. Don't tell him, though. Don't tell him. He wants to be like me when he grows up. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. But she talked about how her dad and her mom taught her the word. And guess what? She is, when she gets a husband, they're going to teach their children the word. You see that generation? You see that generation? And one thing that blessed me so much, she said, when she got home and she was just tired. Y'all remember that? Or do I need to just say, Jaleah, say, scream out what you said again? Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. All right. But anyway, but she said she was tired, but she said, what was her chores? What did she end up doing? Getting in the word before she went to bed, because that's what she was taught. That's how she was trained. That's how they changed the generation. And I'm going to say this tonight, Bishop, have you ever had to get any of your children out of jail? I know you whooped Therese a lot, but did y'all have to get anybody else out of jail? Did you have a grandchildren that was on drugs? I can't hear y'all tonight. Why? It started there. It ended up there. And it got to there. Oh, somebody ought to be shouting tonight. Somebody ought to be glorifying God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It didn't happen. You were absolutely, I'm going to say that again. He said, everybody say, he said, it did not happen because they were preachers. You are absolutely, everybody say, you are absolutely right about that. How many of y'all know some bad preacher kids? But Sam got his hand way up in the air. You know some bad preacher kids, right? So you know it didn't just happen because they had a call on their lives. I'm talking about people that pray in tongues. Oh, God. But they were diligent to share the word of God with their children. And what happened? Terrell was just talking about that, Sunday night? What he was talking about, Bishop, how he would try to play that guitar. That what you saying? Bishop, I wouldn't take that if I was you. I mean, just get your belt after the service and just let him have it, okay? All right, but he was talking about how he taught them the word, and they were singing, and they were praise God, and they were worship God. That's the results. No, they're not perfect, but this is the example that you see. Because they dared to believe God and to take him at his word. He said, train them up. They trained them up. But look at somebody and said, it's not too late for me. Oh, God. If you got somebody that you're responsible for, start now. Start tonight. Start tomorrow. Start in the morning. Start tonight. Make that decision tonight. In the morning, we're getting up and we're getting in the word. No longer am I going to leave my Bible on the bed and or on the table, and that's where it is until I get ready to go to church next Sunday. And then some of us won't even pick it up then because we know we got it on the screen. Oh, I can't get no help tonight. We got it on the screen.